start your day at 2 a.m. Rabbi Chanan Kaninsky.
I want to speak about a topic which is comes up quite a lot in the Tanakh. It comes all over Tanakh. It's an interesting topic. Korbanos of Boma. So they like little like Doma. Rashi starts off a Yikro al Moshe Yidab Hashem Eilov Moil Moed. It's Ramban. In Parshas Pekudei, the Ramban has a Shaila. When was Parshas Vayikra said? Do we know the Mishkan was set up in Chav Gimel Adar, the 23rd of Adar? That was the first day the Mishkan was set up. For 7 days, the Shevi Mei Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu took it down and put it up every day. Al Pi Pshat, the Ramban says, he took it down just before Alayis HaShachar. I mean, I don't know how long it took him. And he erected it again by Alayis HaShachar. So it was up the whole day. Shortly before Alayis HaShachar, he took it down. He put it back up again, and it stayed standing for the rest of the day. He did it again. Shmini Yemei Miluim, Yoyim HaShmini, that's when he set it up, and it stayed standing. Says the Ramban, when was Parshas Vayikra said? What was Parshas Vayikra said? The whole Parshas Vayikra. Vayikra al Moshe me'oyel moed. When was that said? Was that said on the first day Chav Gimel, the first day of Miluim? The first day you set up was ready in Moel Moed. Or was that only said on Yoyim HaShmini? Yoyim HaShmini. The Ramban himself has a Shaila. He brings the Chazal. I think Medrash Chozis. Medrash Chozis says it was only Yoyim HaShmini. Abi Pshat, the Shaila is, that means, when was the Shechina show you? The Shechina only came to the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, Yoyim HaShmini. Shmini of the Boishim only started speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu from Yoyim HaShmini. But it could be something deeper in this Shaila when it was said. So another thing we see in this week's Parsha, the Gemara says, in Korbanos is a loch of smicha be Korbanos. Not all Korbanos have smicha. Achatos, oilo, has smicha, the bainim, the un has misoimach, has to lean his whole goof on it. So Gemara dash is, lifnei Hashem, smicha is only on a mizbeach, not on a boma. A korban boma doesn't have smicha. So we're going to see what is this korban boma which does not have smicha. The third point, which we're going to come back to, is a very interesting pasuk. Pasuk, the end of, in Pekudei, it comes in a few places in the Torah. It says, Shiva Yimei Miluim, the Rebbe Yishlam told Moshe Rabbeinu, to do a certain avoidus on the Mizbeach, V'hoya Mizbeach Kodesh Kodoshim. After the Shiva Yimei Miluim, then the Mizbeach became Kodesh Kodoshim. What was Nitoise, what was added on to the Kedushas on Mizbeach? After 7 days, it became a different Mizbeach. What was that? So to understand what's going on over here, we have to really go into a Yisrael Nidin, what is a Mizbeach? So the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Megillah brings down there's three types of Mizbechois that we have to know about. Three types of Mizbechois that there are. There's something we call a Mizbech Hashem. We'll analyze each one. There's a Bomas Tzibur and there's a Bomas Yochit. What are these three things? Bizman, there was two tkuvas in Klal Yisrael. There was a tkuva Bizman had a bomas, and Bizman is a bomas. That means the Klal Yisrael were allowed to make their own bomas, and there was times Klal Yisrael weren't allowed to make their own bomas. The Mishnah says, and when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the first 14 years the Mishkan was in Gilgal. In those 14 years when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, it was mutter to everybody to make their own boma. They could make their own mizbeach in their garden. And we come bonus on it. That's because man had the bombers. After Gilgal, they went to Shiloh. In Mishkan, Shiloh was Nesa bombers. They weren't allowed to make their mizbeach. After Shiloh, says the Gemara, what happened after Shiloh? Noiv Givon is there, I think 52 years. Noiv Givon, when the mizbeach was in Noiv Givon, was again mutter to make their own bombers. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, Nesra Bomis. So what happened over here? So what comes out is like this. The Tesefta in Zvochim, the Tesefta says like this. This man, the Mizbeach was in Oil Moed, and the Oruin was there. That, when the Oruin was together with the Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach had the extra Kedusha. Kedusha is Mizbeach Hashem, and then it was Nesra, Abomas was not permitted being Kabbalah or any other Boma. This man, the Oren, was not there. Let's take the easiest case. Noiv Givon, the Aron wasn't by the Mizbeach. The Aron was somewhere else. And this was by Adi Magiti, and it was somewhere else. But it wasn't by the Mizbeach. This man, the Aron is not next to the Mizbeach. Then you're allowed to make your own Boma. That was no Givoin. Why this man Gilgal was a mutter to bring Kabonos on the Bomas Yochid, even the Oren was there, so the Miri says Edi Megillah, because since the Oren used to go in and out of the Choma, so it was considered the Oren wasn't there. So come on, let's clarify what we've got so far. This man, the Oren's there, then the Mizbeach has one extra Kedusha called Kedusha's Mizbeach Hashem. Mizbeach Hashem, then one nafkimina is, you can't make your own Boma. This man, the Oren wasn't there, then the level of the Mizbeach is a different level. It's only a bomas sibur, and bomas sibur you can make your own bomas yochid. Why by Shani there was no Oren there? It's different according to why. That's the Achronim speak about the mokim at kedushas Oren. What is the difference between the three mizbechos? So let's first discuss what bomas sibur is and bomas yochid is. So the Gemara comes out bomas sibur and bomas yochid is four yisoidos that can have minutes. I have to understand, it's very important for the Gemara, for many Gemaras and many Sukkim. One of the difference is what you need to make a Boma. A Boma Sibur, there's a lot as how you make the Boma. The Gemara says it needs to be built, like a Mizbeach, has to have a Keren, has to have four Kronos, has to have a Kevesh, has to have a Soivev, has to have certain things in order to make it kosher to be a Boma Sibur. A Boma Yochid can be anything. What my Adam says doesn't even be a Mizbeach. You do on a rock, and some achronim take one you can do on the floor. But it doesn't need, there's no halachas, how you build this bomas yochid. So the first nafkmin is how you build it. Second nafkmin is who's kosher to do the avoid on it. A bomas sibo, halachas, you need afka koin amakriv, koin with big tekuna. And a bomas sibo. A bomas yochid, anybody can do that krova. Isham is goshaila, whether Isha can be makriv. Oh, but anybody besides the Isha, a Zor can also do a Krova on the Bomas Yochid. So we said two and a half minutes so far, what you need to build the Mizbeach, and who does that Krova. A third and a half minute is to what effect the Korban has. Tomorrow says, a Bomas Sibu, the Korban has Reach Nichoyach. The Korban is Oyel Hashem Reach Nichoyach. A Bomas Yochid, the Korban is a much lower Madriga. Ein Reach Nichoyach Baboma. It means Bomas Yochid doesn't have Reach Nichoyach. Person brings a call on Bomas Yochid, doesn't have the same effect on Reach Nichoyach, so the Rebbein Shloilam. And the fourth Nafkmin is what we're going to come to, is what Korbanos can you bring on Bomas Yochid, even when it's Mutter to be Makiv. It's Machloikas in the Gemara, Machloikas Svi Tanon, we're going to go into it, it's very complicated. But Kunda the Chachomim, let's say the Chachomim is Shitta, Kunda the Chachomim, on a Bomas Sibu, you can bring all Korbanos Sibu, Shal Choyvo, any Korban Sibu. On a Bomas Yochid, a person can only be Nidav and Nidav. Can only be in the Korbanos that if you wake him in hand of a Chatos, you can't bring a Bomas Yochid, you can't bring a Chatos. You can't bring a Asham, you can only bring a Korban which you donate. A Korban Oyla, a Korban Shlomim, those can be bought in on a Bomas Yochid. And even a Bomas Sibu, a Yochid can't bring more than he brings on the Bomas Yochid. He can't bring his Chatos on the Bomas Sibu. The Sibu can bring all their Korbanos. So come to this, according to the Chachamim, this man, no even given where he didn't have a Kedushas Mizbech Hashem, only had Bomas Sibu, right? So what happened then? Let's analyze what happened then. Let's take example, no even Sibu or Gilgal. So a Yochid could bring any Korban he wanted to bring. Any Shlomim or Oilo, nothing else. Azor could be the Akrova. In the Mizbeach, in the Oil Moyed, what could he do? He could bring only the Korbanos Sibu. The Korbanos Sibu, all the Korbanos Sibu they could bring on the Chachamim. But a Yochid couldn't bring a Chatos. Couldn't bring his Chatos, couldn't bring his Osham. So those all those years in the Noiv Givoin, a Yochid couldn't bring his Chatos, all those commands couldn't be brought. That's completely in the Gemara. So once we got all that clear, with all that clear, the different bombers, different korbanos. So we're going to go back to our original shaylas. There were different times Klal Yisrael built a mizbeach. Different times Klal Yisrael built a mizbeach. What was the first time Klal Yisrael built a mizbeach? That was the mizbeach of Har Sinai. They built a mizbeach Har Sinai. Mizbeach Har Sinai. What was the mizbeach by Har Sinai? The second mizbeach they built was Mishkan. So we're going to split the Mizbeach of the Mishkan before Yom HaShmini and after Yom HaShmini. What happened then? And then there was afterwards, then that was the actual after Yom HaShmini, the Kedushas of Mishkan. So we're going to break it into three. There's the Mizbeach B'Sha'as Har Sinai. What was that Mizbeach? The Mizbeach Ha'Oila. In those 7 days, what was it? And then Yom HaShmini, from that onwards, what was the Kedushas Mizbeach? So it's very interesting, Mizbeach B'Sha'as Har Sinai, there's a shaila what it was. Mitzad Echad, it wasn't built, there's no halachas. The halachas, how to build the Mizbeach, we said before, there's halachas, how to build the Mizbeach. Abama Sibu, he's a Keren, he's a Kevesh. It wasn't said yet, to know him. So, Chayre should have been Abama Ziyochid. Another reason why it should be Abama Ziyochid is some of all Shema B'daik from the Tosefta in Zvochim, that Abom HaSibah needs to be in the Olmoyed. It's not so clear, but according to those, and it for sure wasn't Abom HaSibah. So what was the Abom HaSiyochid? The problem is, with Abom HaSiyochid, there's two caches on it. Number one man Doma says, what carbon did they bring then? They brought the carbon tomid. They're going to be still in Chagiga. They brought the carbon tomid then. Carbon tomid ha'asuyah b'ha'asinai. One man Doma Beisilin holds, ha'asuyah b'ha'asinai means they brought the carbon tomid. Shas Maim Dasinas, Bachrigas was still the Shammai, Chagiga was Tomid. So it was Tomid, it was a carbon Sibu, and a carbon Sibu can be brought on a Bom HaSiyochid. Another reason it shows there was a Bom HaSibu was the fact that the Pasuk says it used Nare B'nei Yisrael, and the Gemara says Nare B'nei Yisrael is the Bechayrim. Now, why did they use the Bechayrim? What was the Bechayrim? On a Bom is Kosher Zoh. So the Mishnah says in Zvachim that Ad Shehu Kema Mishkan Avoid the Ksheira B'Bechayrim. The Keranoira has a Kasha. What do you need the Bechayrim for? It's not the Keranoira. Abom HaSibu needs a coin. We said earlier. It's a Loch in Abom HaSibu. Abom HaSibu needs the Bechayrim. So according to that Keranoira, also was Abom HaSibu. So there's many reasons that show that Mizbeach was Abom HaSibu. First we says Abom HaSibu because it's carbon Tomid, according to Beisils. Secondly, he needed Bechayrim. So that shows it was a Bom HaSibu. Sacheni, it wasn't in the Oil Moed. It didn't have yet the halachas how to build it. So to Rebbein Adyasa Kasha, how could he bring Korban Talmud on it? It wasn't a Bom HaSibu. So that's a Shaila. Was it a Bom HaSibu? Was it not a Bom HaSibu? There's Raya is this way, Raya is that way. Where is Bom HaSibu? That's the Shaila Makub. Let's go one stage further. Now we're going to discuss the Mizbeach before Yom HaShmini. What kedusha that mizbeach had? So it's a very interesting tosis in Avodah Zarah. This discusses what the mizbeach was. So this talks about the Gemara says that those 7 days of Miluim, who did the avodah? Moshe Rabbeinu did the avodah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu do the avodah? Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu wore a white cloak. B'mashimish Moshe koshimim in Miluim. Says the Gemara, he wore a beged lavan. He didn't wear a big dekuna. So Tosfos got shaila why? Why did he not wear a big dekuna? Moshe Rabbeinu had a din kohen gadol. It means Rai from the Gemara had a din kohen gadol. So Tosfos has two terutzim. First there says Tosfos that Shemitz mei meluim beemes he should have worn big dekuna, but the big dekuna weren't yet niskadish. It took 7 days to become holy. So yours they weren't yet niskadish. So he couldn't get away, big dikuna. So he was sure he wore something else. So according to that test and thesis, it's clearly that was torn. It was necessary to wear big dikuna. So even though it didn't have the kedushas mizbech Hashem, it must have been something which needed kuna. So it was a bummer symbol. And obviously, he was sure because the big dikuna weren't yet in Iskandish. The second test is a very interesting test. Thesis being Ravi, we are kill me all lines. Pirish, Dafilo Niskanchu, even if the Beit Dikona would become Kodesh, Kol Zayin HaMeah Miluim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was taking up and down the Mishkan, it didn't have Bechlal Kedushas HaMishkan properly yet. So it was like we said early on, it could be Bom HaSibu needs Kedushas HaMishkan. It didn't even have Kedushas Bom HaSibu yet. Ve'en Beit Dikona Babama. Moshe Rabbeinu Dafkid it avoided Bechol Kulavon, because it was a Bom HaSiyochid. The whole Kedusha from the Mizbeach until Yom HaShmini was a Bom HaSiyochid. So you've got a shine in Tosfos over here. It for sure wasn't Mizbeach HaShem yet. Was it Torah and Bidikuna? The Bidikuna weren't yet Kaddish. So Moshe Rabbeinu wore Choluk Lavan. So you're asked, sure. Oh no, it wasn't Torah and Bichal Bidikuna because it was a Bom HaSiochit. Why was it a Bom HaSiochit? Because since the Mishkan was coming up and down, the feet of the Strand Achorin is very Meduik, then the Kedushas Bom HaSimbul needs the Oil Moed, even if it doesn't need the Orim, it needs the Oil Moed. The Oil Moed is coming up and down. Meila Laloch is that it was a Bom HaSiochit. As it comes to his feet of Isis. What happened now? Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini, Yom HaShmini came out. That Yom HaShmini turned into, now we have to know what it turned into. Yom HaShmini was a Skadish Mizbeach, either turned to Mizbeach Hashem, extra Kedusha, or it jumped two levels from Abom HaZiochit, and when the Mishkan was Kavua, it became from Abom HaZiochit straight to Mizbeach Hashem. Nafkaminis are, where you're saying, being Nafkaminis, what could be Korev in the Shevim Yamiluim? If it was Abom HaSibu, so all Kabono is Sibu HaKavu Aleim, all Kabono Sibu Kunda Chomim, all Kabono Sibu could be Korev, of a Kabon Yochid, only Nidav and Nidav, only Oilam Shlomim. If it was Abom HaZiochid, so even Kabono Sibu could not be Korev. Haide Miluim were Korev, that was a Yeras Shor. Whatever happens, you have to have some level, some Yeras Shor. And then what the Kedusha of the Mizbeach was. But the Kedusha of the Mizbeach, remember, it was Abom HaZiochid, and Kabono Sibu could not be Korev, and only them is only Nidav and Nidav. So if you then is very moving, let's go to our first Gahara, why the parasha of Korbonus parasha Zayikra wasn't said till Yom HaShemini Miluim. It's not just that the Shechina wasn't yet Shoira on the base of Migdash, therefore the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't yet said from there. But the Dinim of parasha Zayikra are not yet Negea to the Mizbeach. Not only if it's Bamas Yochid, and Bamas Yochid, a Yochid can only bring an Bamas Yochid, Nidav, you only bring Oil and Shlomim, and Pashas Vayikra talks about Chattis as well, there's other Kabbonas come Vayikra. The first of Vayikra, yeah, but the rest of Pasha, it's Negev for Kabbon Choyv as well. I mean, even if it's a Bamas Sibu, and a Bamas Sibu, you come and Yochid can't bring more than Nidav, so it wasn't Negev, you couldn't bring. The flat, Toysas holds on about Bomas Sibu, you can't even bring any Menachas, Shitza Toysas, Madoma holds in Mincha Kreva, Baboma, even Bomas Sibu. So there's a lot of the parishes, not the Gea, till the Yom HaShemini Miluim. So come to raise, the fear there, as they may do, the Chazal, the Menachas Chosis, who said it was own parish, the Yikah was only said, and Yom HaShemini Miluim. That's when the Mizbeach changed, either from being a Bomas Yochid to a Mizbeach Hashem, or a Bomas Sibu to Mizbeach Hashem. Whatever happens, the conclusion is in. The Kachem, the Seder, you don't need. The whole, in the Hanami, but you don't, for Bama Sibu, you don't need that, Knira. Bama Sibu, that's what you don't need. The Mosul said, what's my Akin of Bama Sibu? It doesn't say Mashiach's, why says only Mizbech Hashem needs it? Oh, so that's this Nafkimin and the Gabi, the Toyas, the Kabonus of it. The other order we ask, what state? It says, "Hoya mizbeach kodesh kadoshim im shmini miluim." So Chazal learned, "Hoya mizbeach kodesh kadoshim." It's a Gemara. The Rami shim olu lo yedu. Does Allah olu lo yedu? Someone know that certain psulim b'kodesh, certain korbanos which are posel and the psulim b'kodesh, if they go up on the mizbeach, even though before they went up, you mak to them, but once betos you mal al gav mizbeach, you put on mizbeach. Is lo yteyed after you makdir it. So that was chal yom shmini miluim. Olu lo yedu. So Allah choyin wa choyinim ask. They had a din boma beforehand. The Tosa says in Zvochim that olu lo yedu is even a boma. So this didn't terutz him. I'll just take one teres. Biskrov, Kedur Biskrov says that on a boma's yochid, he says boma's yochid is no kdushas mizbeach. Because the boma's yochid, we said, you can build it with anything. One man boma says you can do it on a tzur, on a rock. So we pass him, and Achoyim Zong Lav Dachit Su Zachshan Achoyim. You have to do it on a higher place. You can do it on the floor. There's no Tnoim in how to build the Boma. Boma Sibu. There's Tnoim. So you say it's a kedusha in the Mizbeach. Even the Boma Sibu not Mizbeach Hashem. So the Skadish all the Yedu. Boma is Yochid. There's no kedusha. So what's Chal on giving all the Yedu? I tell you, says even a Boma Yochid. Mashna Tezus. There's all the Yedu. So this goes that there must be. There's another halacha called Meshilas Be'Ma'ur. It's an halacha once the fire caught onto the korban and it started to burn it, it's negef. The Gemara, I'm not going to go into complicated negef. It's an halacha once it's fallen off the mizbeach, it makes an afnina once it started to burn. Says Miskrov, a bonus yochet only has that in. Israel doesn't have a din olu al gabi al mizbeach. There's no kedusha, there's no halacha in building it. It has a halacha once the fire is caught onto it, then there'll be a lo yeidu. But the olu, it won't have. So that's another nafmina. If it was a bomas yochid, which is a shayla, which is a shayla in Tosus. If it was a bomas yochid, then it's moving. Pshat in the chazal. V'oyu ha mizbeach kodesh kedoshim yeim hashmini, that lo yeidu. Because bomas yochid, if it's a bomas sibu, then it's a bit difficult. Because bomas sibu already has a din lo yeidu beforehand. Now let's come back to the last story. We said smicha b'mizbeach means smicha b'boma. So the Gemara says, which boma doesn't have smicha? That is a bomas yochid. A bomas yochid doesn't have smicha. Why? Because it's not lifnei Hashem. It says a bomas sibu is called lifnei Hashem. It's for the Rebbeinu Shloilam. A bomas yochid doesn't have kedusha. It's a shaila. It's not a shaila. It's about why bomas sibu is called lifnei Hashem. Could be zim shiluach temeim. That's a shayla, because David among you entered. But Bamas Yochid Zikha doesn't have any Kedusha. So Bamas Yochid is not called Lifnei Hashem. It's interesting that the Ramban, Yodua, the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban says, being the Ramban Moy Nefuchim, what's the Indian from Korbonus? So Ramban says, the Indian from Korbonus, so the Ramban, as the Ramban Moy Nefuchim says, that's take away a person from Avodah Zarah. Eden used to be Makdiv Korbonus. Makdiv Korbonus from Avodah Zarah. So in order that we would compare it to Ishus Vastoya, Shepas Kiseis, Ashtet Kiseis La Mechoma Livecho. So the Bajram says it's going to be a Yitzahara, so Ad Shetat Yenu Be'isa, Yenu Be'eta. Shouldn't take a Be'isa, you take a Be'eta. So that's what the Rambam means. They need not Korbonus. No, they shouldn't bring Korbonus to Avodah Zarah. So the Bajram says you can bring Korbonus Likvoya. Kabbalah Yochid, I'm talking about. Says Rambam, how you talking? Kabbalah, I agree. Says Ach, the Rambam being killed, the whole Kabbalah says that is only a. It's very. So the man's Kenish Zayin. Rambam, I found that the Indian Kabbalah is Loshen Kabbalah, Loshen Koriv. Brings the person close to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, and the person is a famous Rambam. Rambam is the person has been Matayer, imagined himself that which is done to the Korban, Kilu happened to him, and with that Siur, he brings himself. In every level, whether it's a oila, whether it's a chatos, he brings himself back to his roots, close to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. This is the Rambam. It's a big seder. The machlokes Rambam and Rambam, which is very difficult to understand the Rambam. In Meshech Chochma, I didn't see this here. In Meshech Chochma, Kiyudu, Meshech Chochma says a very interesting thing. He says, "Ani Eloima." I would say he says, "There's no machlokes Rambam and Rambam." It depends on what korban you're talking about. A korban which is bought on bomas sibu or mizbeach, which the Gemara says is reach nichoyach. We said this. I mean, it's a different level of a korban. Reach nichoyach that brings some close to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. It's lifnei Hashem smicha bomas sibu. A bomas yochid no reach nichoyach. It's not lifnei Hashem. So a bomas yochid. That's where the Rambam said that why bezman hetz a bomas. They have to say, why only those kufas? Those kufas are not at the bombers. Actually, I show us the shchina was less, the yitzor was stronger. So then this man at the bombers. Klai Yisrael can bring in everyone in his own garden. That was only loitzi from Avodah Zarah. But I've had in the bombers, Sibu, and Mizbech Hashem, this is who brings close to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. That is the smicha, lifnei Hashem. That's a different area. Smicha lifnei Hashem. In the Eitzim Nekudah Smicha Lefnei Hashem is there a very, very interesting kargosha which I saw in Oznaim L'Toyer of Zalman Sirotskin. It says like this, the Gemara says, Smicha when you say Mechon and Korb, not all Korbonos need Smicha, Oilan need Smicha, Shlomo need Smicha, Chatos need Smicha, not all Korbonos need Smicha, but the Korbonos when you need Smicha, the Gemara says, in Smicha has Kol Gufoy. He said, put your whole weight on top of the korban. In certain cases, you're not saying Mechol Gufoy when it's especially not Medina. And it's the problem of Avodah B'Kodshim, but wherever it's Medina, you have to do smicha, you have to smicha as Kol Gufoy. So what's this Indian of smicha as Kol Gufoy, putting your whole weight on the korban? So he says like this, I'll give a little back domer to what he says. Nefesh HaChaim, that's a lot of Sforim speak out. The Bible says every Avira, every Chet, is poigim on a different Eva. A different Eva, every person. Shesah Gidim, Machivom, Shesah Gidim. And Chaim Vital says every Avira, every Lois, I say, is Mechuvan, can I get another Gid? And the person who does a certain Avira, he's poigim, he affects that Gid, that Chelik of the Guf. So Sforim state, as Avira's Sheish Vem Chorus, that affects the whole Rumachi Vorm. It is a nituk from the whole goof from the person. That's why it's chorus. Bams every Eva, there's affected that Eva. And when it comes to certain Madriga Sheshem chorus, the Pshat in the whole, it's affected the whole goof, the whole body. And this is what someone's foring. Zogt, it was Naim Atoya Eflinazek. Let's take a Chatos. Chatos, you bring a Korban, and you have to Yisoyimach Kol Gufo Yolov. So the Yisoyimach Kol Gufo means when a person is doing smicha on this chatos, he has to have the hargosha that his whole metzias is reliant, is built, is somuch. Kol Ramachi Boshayim on the kapor of this kol. And he's not Yisoyimach Kol Gufo, if part of his body is hanging off, so that gives the impression, I'm not totally her, I could survive without this kol. Chorus, when Chatos comes, chorus is that his whole Metzias is totally B'tkom Mazeh. You take it away, he'll fall flat. So this Korban is what's holding him up. When he comes to the Argosha, Pshas Vidim, Pshas Asmicha, then the Korban is Mechapa. But he needs Smichas Kol Gufoy. Oh, so we're going to come to it. So he says a Taish B'Chatos. So the chayil feed them down zong. Yeah, feed them zong. There's even other korbanos. He's teaching the chelik achatos. Yeah. So feed them zong. Even the vashla oila zeich das smicha. Other korbanos is smicha. So every korban have to apply it, and it's havana. Oila as well. Oila nochanami is not mekuda from your kapora. It's totally given. Now, person realizes there's a whole metzias. It's totally on the kiruv al Hashem. A kiruv al Hashem is that's what smicha is. It's not a side mila. And a person feels that kiruv al Hashem is a side mila, and the person can't reach kiruv al Hashem. The person thinks I can be what I am. I can be a ben adam. I can be a human being. I can live in this world, and this mila is one can reach because of the Rebbein Shalom. If he looks at it that way, you don't reach it. Because the mila, you don't strive for it. It's not part of your item of sorry. Then you don't get it. The oil korban oilo brings the person close to Rebbein Shalom. It's mamash brings them. It's a matzah where you're reich nichoyach to the Rebbein Shalom, where a person comes to kulei kolil. It has to mean that you're engancing. This is your metzias. You can't manage without it. You soimich kol gufoy on the korban oilo. Then you come to the matzah of kiruv al Hashem. That's the last message we can get from smicha. Just stop here. Say that.